This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there tonight working, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're also on MeWe, Captain Matt Bruce. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com is Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we underline and put exclamation points around the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to promote something here for just a second. Frank has a website, undergroundusa.com, and I think it was late last week when you started the new service that you have that people can subscribe to called In the News, correct?
Yeah, it's a headline aggregator. Every day I go through, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 decent news sites and foundations and organizations that deal with what's happening in current events, just to keep up the speed, so I know what I'm talking about. And these are the headlines that I find that are most relevant. It's a free service. Just sign up for it. It will come out daily. It's got the podcast on there. It's got links to the Captain's America on there. It's just the headlines. So, I mean, it's you click on it if you want to read more stories. It's not a long thing. It's free. Give it a shot. You can go to undergroundusa.com and sign up. And if you don't like it, unsubscribe. I'm not going to twist your arm.
Yeah, and four of the headlines are stories that I've been using tonight. And I didn't even know what you put out there, but I see what they are now. But anyway, let's get started here. Today is a day, I could use the words live, and it could live in infamy, but the House of Representatives is going to take up one of two things today. First, they're going to try to get the 25th Amendment pushed through to the cabinet and Vice President Pence. I don't think it'll happen, but then again, Denise Simon last hour said there's a possibility it could happen if they can work out a deal with Donald Trump where he would leave, resign, whatever. They'd offer him, Pence would offer him a chance to give him a pardon before Pence left as the acting president or as the interim president. And we'll just see how that plays out. But what do you think is going to happen today with the 25th Amendment?
Nothing. I think this whole idea that they want to go after Donald Trump for what happened on January 6th is a load of political BS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you listen to the speech, there is zero there that said, go down and beat up the Capitol building. Nothing.
No.
There's nothing. As a matter of fact, the D.C. prosecutor said, we're not going to bring any charges against him for inciting a riot because there's nothing there.
No, he said, let's all go take a walk down to the Capitol building.
He said, let's peacefully go down to the Capitol building and support the people who are standing up for a rigged election. There's nothing negative there at all. There's nothing inciting violence there. This is an opportunity to destroy a man that promised to be incredibly damaging to the progressives' agenda after he got out of office. So they need to destroy this guy completely. Otherwise, he's going to be able to lead the charge against them for 2 years until the House switches. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're seeing the destruction on social media is because this guy knew how to use it.
Oh, yeah.
So they need to destroy him. This has nothing to do with what happened on Capitol Hill on the 6th and everything to do with political power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Joe Biden screaming unity, unity, unity.
Yeah.
And what do you have Schumer and Pelosi screaming? Destroy.
I'm glad you said that because let me just point something out here. Democrats were for riots before they were against them. You're aware of that, right?
Well, all summer long.
Yeah, because back in 2018, the media was writing up glowing stories about the hundreds of Women's March members who were engaging in direct action to dispute the Senate's Kavanaugh hearings. Remember all that going on inside the Capitol hearings?
I remember that, and I also remember Antifa and BLM all summer long where they were burning down entire blocks, burning down police stations, and what did the Democrats say? Oh, they're expressing their rage.
How about when the mob assaulted the Supreme Court, pounding on the doors, and MSNBC had the audacity to call it an extraordinary moment and praise the crowd besieging the Supreme Court and confronting the senators?
Yeah, this is, if you can't see that this is a political ploy to destroy an agenda that we have been benefiting from as a country for 4 years,
and
you know, you're gonna have to tell me what this guy did that was so horrible. Taxes came down.
Yep.
We small business regulation was deregulated.
$1 billion worth of additional expense was taken off small businesses total. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got unhandcuffed from one-sided trade deals.
Mm-hmm.
We have peace in the Middle East at an unprecedented level. Unprecedented level. So, yeah, this guy, he's a danger. What he was a danger to was the swamp.
Yeah, and then real quick, I'll read this one to you, and we'll make a comment when we come back. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them. Who was that, I ask? All right. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I think everybody knows. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, a conversation with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan. And they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV because the Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. I know because I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service that you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is always included in each vehicle that's purchased, which is a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. They have over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Remember, Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Visit them at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You just might wind up saving a bunch more money. All right. Frank Salvato's with us from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we've heard all weekend long, and I'm sure you've heard this, the president is going to use the Insurrection Act to tell the military generals what to do, and they're going to march into Congress, and they're going to this, and they're going to that. No, they're not.
No, they're not. And this is the kind of horse crap that stokes people on the right to conspiracy theory.
Yep.
He's not going to use the Insurrection Act. No one's going to be marching anywhere with the military. He will be executing a peaceful transition of power on January 20th. There is no other shoe that's going to fall to keep him in the White House. There isn't. And all of this talk about, or he's got something up his sleeve, there's something gigantic coming, it's going to change the world, just hold on 4 more minutes because big news is coming. That kind of talk is irresponsible, and it needs to stop. It has done more damage to this guy's agenda. If we wouldn't have had that kind of talk for the last year, I'm going to say, at least since the campaign started,
uh-huh.
His agenda for the country, the America first, the restorative kind of agenda that he had for the American people would have gone forward because he would have been effective after he got out of office.
Uh-huh.
He would have been a force to be reckoned with for the next 4 years, even if unelected. But now, because everybody's been feeding into this, big things are going to happen, let's go down there and tear you, let's all just go and do this, he's the right, knock it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's
the damage that's been done is enormous.
Yeah, here's the thing, okay, a number of arrests have been made so far, and of the arrests that have been made, about two-thirds of them all belong to a certain group. Do you want to guess who that group is?
I'm going to go with a hybrid of Antifa and BLM.
It's QAnon.
Well,
the rest are Antifa or Black Lives Matter and a few Trump supporters scattered in.
Yeah, and the Trump supporters were goaded into it. I wrote about this. This is a typical textbook Alinsky tactic. Yeah, you put some agitators into an already emotional crowd. They look for the vulnerable people among them. They whip them up into a fury,
right,
and they incite them to do things that they want to. It was textbook. It was textbook.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so when they're all screaming, these unhinged Trump supporters, no. This is a small group of people who, by all accounts, this was executed by people who presented in Washington, D.C. wearing body armor and black helmets. Trump supporters don't wear body armor and black helmets. Sorry, guys.
Or carry grappling hooks that you can put together and throw up on top of a wall so you can scale it.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it defies incredulity. It really does. I think I just made up a word.
Sounded good to me.
That perpetrated by Trump supporters. So wake up and stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
The left wants you to believe this, but it's not true.
Now let's toss something else into the mix. All politics start at the local level, correct?
Absolutely.
And conservatives need to start now vetting the candidates and getting ready to put forth a hard challenge in this year's local elections all across the country. I'm talking about mayor, councilman, county legislator, state representatives. Those are the races I'm talking about.
Yeah, from dog catcher through the county all the way to your state levels. And I'm gonna hit on a point that I made when we just came back after a break. Had this crap not happened on the 6th, it would have been a bloodbath for Democrats coming up in 2022 and 2024. Now, the people who perpetrated this gave them a giant club with which to beat down the movement that's been damaged.
Yep. You're right.
We would have come back so incredibly healthy in 2022 that there's nothing this administrative could have done. We could have rolled everything back. Now it's a coin toss in the air.
Yep, you're right. And unfortunately, there's a lot of different things that we can do at the state level. By the way, how about starting out with banning the Dominion machines?
No, the smart county person is going to be getting rid of it just for longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they can get reelected. If you're still using Dominion machines coming in 2022, you've got to be, you're the dumbest elected official I've ever seen in my life, unless you're corrupt.
And then what do you think about the idea of finally doing what you and I have talked about for, I don't know, a decade or more, voter ID?
Absolutely. And now I'm going a step further. I talked about this on Friday. I want an eye in the sky and body cams on and in every polling place and on every poll worker.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that we shouldn't have that. If we could have it in casinos and we could have it on law enforcement personnel, you're handling a ballot or you're in a place where ballots are handled, you're wired up, baby.
Yep. And then when it comes time for mail-in ballots, if the signature doesn't match, the ballot doesn't count.
How about this? Let's get rid of mail-in ballots.
Thank
we don't
you.
Need them. We have early voting going now, what, 7 years before the election? That's got to be scaled back as well. You got early voting. This is the United States. If you can't find 15 minutes to go vote, then you don't deserve to be free.
Yeah.
You go vote.
Yeah. And then, of course, we need to properly vet these candidates. We need to know who it is that we're getting in there. They need to not only have a criminal background check, but they need to have a credit profile done on them. Why? Because what happens when these people get into office and they stay there a while?
Well, they're vulnerable to be picked off by people like, I don't know, the communist Chinese government who throws money at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at this idiot Swalwell from out in San Francisco. He's sleeping with a Chinese operative, and he's not getting poorer being in office.
Yeah. And Eric from Seminole brings up a good point. He says there's more than enough laws on the books. Simply enforce them, and this malarkey goes away.
Well, it would be nice, but we live in a country where there's selective prosecutions. Take a look at all the people who rioted last summer. Not one prosecution.
Nope. But yet they go in and tear up the Capitol, and boom, here we go. By the way, the other thing is, unfortunately, anybody that was within eyeshot of that officer who died, did not come to his assistance when he collapsed and then had to pretty much stumble his way to where he went. Anybody that did not come to his assistance when he got whacked with that fire extinguisher could be complicit in a murder investigation and named an accessory.
Yeah, and that law's got to be overturned because, as you well know, there are two kinds of people in this world: people who run into the burning building and people who run away from it. You can't look at somebody and say because your response to an emergency or something out of the ordinary like that is to not want to have anything to do with it. But that's a criminal act. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they had the Good Samaritan law, and then they kind of added to it that if you weren't a Good Samaritan, you could be charged for not helping someone. That's where that came from.
That was the final episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous that is.
Well, can you stick around for another segment or so? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, very good, because we're fixing to come up on a break. So before we go to the break, Kamala Harris appeared on the cover of Vogue, and it sparked a social media outrage.
You know what? The less I see of this woman, the better. But there's, you know, these people are going to be sparking everything for the next 2 years. Groundbreaking. They're sparking this and questionable that and cutting edge this. You know what? Just do your job.
All right. Hold that.
If you're going to legislate, just go do it.
Hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with an expanded edition with Frank Silvato, the director, publisher, head honcho of UndergroundUSA.com. Check it out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again, the needs of the average American is put on the back burner in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers would rather discuss impeachment of a president leaving office in 9 days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will be moving forward with a resolution to impeach President Trump, calling the president an imminent threat to both the U.S. Constitution and democracy. Merced County Sheriff's Office in California says 6 inmates have escaped from Merced County downtown jail. It was just before midnight Saturday night. 6 inmates were missing from their cell. A preliminary investigation has determined that the inmates were able to gain access to the roof of the facility and utilize a homemade rope to scale down the side of the jail. Merced, California is east of San Jose in Central California. Nancy Bush Ellis, sister of President George H.W. Bush and the aunt of President George W. Bush, died Sunday in her home in Concord, Massachusetts, due to complications related to COVID-19. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this conversation, I'm having extended version with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. It's being brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. Now, they have offices in several locations in Florida as well as in several locations in Georgia. So for our Georgia listeners and our Florida listeners, pay attention. This just might be your help that you need. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, don't forget, their phone number is 877-245-6707. That's a 24-7 number, 877-245-6707. There's a live person there, 24-7. And Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so that's farahandfarah.com. Their phone number again, 877-245-6707. Give them a call, see if you have a case. All right, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is with us. And thanks again, Frank, for sticking around. Appreciate it.
Anytime and always, man.
Yeah, we have a lot of people asking a question, but before we get into the question, I want to mention that the second round of PPP loans starts today.
No, and I just got finished telling you at the beginning of my segment that I read 35 publications every single day, sometimes plus, sometimes a little bit minus, and boy, that's nice to know.
Yep, not one word. Yeah. Nobody said a word. So, so there you go, America. The second round of the PPP loans opens up today. You can start applying today and see if. And by the way, they're supposed to be concentrating on the small businesses this time and not letting all these multi-million-dollar corporations jump in there and grab a bunch of money that they maybe shouldn't have gotten to begin with.
Yeah, and maybe we shouldn't have any of the stimulus checks going to incarcerated people in California either. But, you know, things happen, man.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, you know, Forbes is trying to set a dangerous precedent here by targeting Trump staffers and their future employers. But Steve Forbes, who was the original founder of the company, said he's not in favor of that. This is coming from the director of the content that goes into Forbes magazine. But the thing of it is I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they're owned by a company out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was sold to a Hong Kong entity, and whether it was before or after the Communist Chinese took over, Hong Kong is a question I'd have to look into. But a larger question here is, who the hell are news magazines and news entities, who are they to target anybody for anything? They're supposed to be reporting the news. CNN's trying to do the same thing. They want to go after cable providers who give a home to places like Owen and Newsmax and Fox. They want to push those venues off cable altogether. Who the hell are they to take up campaigns like that? This is over the line for racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
When you try to apply pressure to extinguish your businesses, your competition. You know, I believe the people at Parler are set to drop lawsuits against Google and Facebook and
sure.
Twitter and Amazon for unfair business practices, and they should win. And boy, I hope the award on that is so astronomical that they break those four companies.
Yeah, that would be nice. Go after them for several billion.
Absolutely. They should, because this is right now, when you look at what they've done with this great purge, the great purge that's happening now on social media, and everybody wants to say, well, they're a private company. Okay, that means I get to do whatever I want to if I'm a private company, then I'm going to say I don't get to serve you. Oh, that's right. The Supreme Court said that I have to do things fairly. Huh, I get that. You know, what they're doing makes 1984 look like a kid's bedtime story. This is Nazi stuff. When you start censoring people's right to, this is absolutely against the First Amendment. This is freedom to associate.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have taken away the ability for the president to talk to people on social media, this is interfering in the redress of government. These are constitutional violations that these companies are doing.
Yeah.
And they should be held accountable. So where are the deep pocket activist people on the right helping to facilitate lawsuits on this? Hey, guys, with the checkbooks on the right, for 30 years I've been saying it's time for you to step up. You're about to lose your country unless you get off your asses.
Mm-hmm. Now, House Majority, well, he was the House Majority Leader, now the Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, indicated in a memo circulated amongst Senate Republicans that there isn't enough time to hold an adequate trial prior to President-elect Joe Biden inauguration on January 20th. So he's saying, hey, listen, House, if you want to go ahead and do whatever you want to do, then guess what? We aren't going to be able to do it in the time frame, and Nancy wants him to come back early and all that. And he says, nope. But according to the constitutional law professor, Jonathan Turley, he said the Democrats will gut the Constitution's free speech protections and its impeachment standard if they move to impeach President Trump over last week's violence.
Yes, they are abusing the power of impeachment empowered into Congress and the Constitution. They are abusing it for political purposes, and they should be held accountable for it.
you know, this is, you don't just do this because it's politically advantageous to remove your phone. You don't do it to destroy somebody for political purposes. It's going to be high crimes and misdemeanors. And when the DC prosecutor, federal prosecutor says there is no grounds to even pursue an investigation into whether Donald Trump or any of the speakers at the rally on January 6th incited this crowd to violence, then you have your justice system saying there's no grounds for it.
Yeah.
So this is all political. And quite honestly, in a just world where we're following the Constitution to the T, which we're supposed to be doing, all of these people would be expelled from Congress.
Yeah. Now, get ready, folks, for the Biden gun grab. I was at the gun show up in Brooksville over the weekend, and let me tell you something. The guy that was directly across from me that was a gun dealer locally sold all of his guns and all of his ammunition by 10:30 in the morning. And then He turned around and went back to his gun store to get some more stuff, came back, and he got back about maybe an hour later, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, everything was gone again.
Yeah, people are scared, and they're not scared of Trump supporters. People are concerned about the direction of the country. People are very concerned with the incendiary rhetoric coming out of Congress.
Yep.
They're scared about their constitutional rights just evaporating because the politicians on the left have said that's what they want to do.
Yep. Okay,
you know,
well,
they are so detached from reality in Washington today, the Democrats are, that they are on the cusp of destroying the country and they can't even see it.
Yep, we've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
I'm sorry, but I wanted to just let Frank know that the right's in on it, too. I mean, that's why they don't stop it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is true.
She's absolutely right. The Republican Party is worthless as nipples on a bull.
Yep, we've talked
worthless.
About that.
And, you know, Mitch McConnell, what did he achieve? And now he's walking around saying, we've gone away out of impeachment. You know what? Just deny it, Mitch. For at least the next few days, you're still the majority leader. You can say, we're just not going to hear it. Or is that too politically uncomfortable for you to do while your wife's on the cusp of being investigated?
Yeah.
What a piece of work that guy is. And Kentucky, if you send him back again, the whole country should look at you and say, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, America is probably right about now, because we keep talking about it and other people do, waking up to the fact that their constitutional rights have been violated and they're being trampled on.
Our constitutional rights are being raped, Matt.
That's a good word.
They are. The Constitution is just a suggestion to these people in Washington now, and now the people that have been quote-unquote voted into power for one-party rule for the next 2 years aren't even going to find the Constitution to be a suggestion. They're just going to do whatever the hell they want for 2 years,
okay,
and the country is going to be incredibly damaged because of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to read something to you from Atlanta, Georgia. This is from ML. Just got this. I proudly salute you and recognize your guest, Frank. I don't know what his last name is, but I just heard you say Frank. And the captain and his crew, you people were right all along. I will never submit. I will never surrender. If the words that you're saying today don't inspire people, then they're in zombie apocalypse deadland. Keep doing what you're doing. We love it. That's from ML in Atlanta. And Frank, thank you for very much, and I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Thanks, ML, and stay low, my friend.
All righty, and thank you very much, ML, in Atlanta, Georgia. Appreciate that, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as the Sports Zone guy comes wailing in the door. And yeah, we had some big time games yesterday.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
You sure are. In this final segment of the program, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember that Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy, is on the airways. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback.
What is going on, Captain Matt Bruce?
It's been a busy night, but I'll tell you what. What's going on is I know one happy camper, Mr. Cleveland Browns fan number one, Joe Weaver, who's jumping up and down right now because his team scored how many points?
48, Captain. Can you believe it?
No, I can't, because it was, what, 48 to 29. It was a, it, they got off to a 20, what was it, 28 to nothing lead at the end of the first quarter?
First quarter.
Yeah, holy smokes. And they set a record, and they set a record.
Yeah, I tell you, Captain, it's kind of funny. You have 2 6 seeds and 2 5 seeds moving on. That very, very rarely happens, you know. And it's going to be interesting to see how they do. Next week we'll have the Los Angeles Rams at the Green Bay Packers on Saturday, and the Baltimore Ravens hung on yesterday against Tennessee Titans to go up to Buffalo after Buffalo took care of business Saturday against the Colts. That'll be an 8-15 game. And then Sunday, those Cleveland Browns will be going up to good old Kansas City, baby, to take on the Chiefs at 3:05. And then the premier game of the weekend, Captain, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 2 New Orleans Saints. Tom Brady against Drew Brees. So
yeah,
we're going to see what happens. Third time this year they're playing. The Saints have won the other two. It's hard to beat a team three times in a row, so this could help out Tampa Bay. We shall see.
Well, that's what happened with Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir.
Because Cleveland was owned by Pittsburgh, but not this time.
Not this time. You know, they laid down a little bit last week for them, and it looks like it backfired on them. And that's going to be interesting to see what happens. Kansas City kind of has been laying low the last few weeks. Sometimes you can get into a little bit of rustiness and then have a tough time. When you have your playoff game, it happened to Baltimore last year. It's happened to several teams over the course of the playoffs over the last 20 years. You like to sit your guys up and give them some rest, but then sometimes you get out of rhythm, Captain. That's not a good thing. So tonight we have the big college football game. We have the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Who do you want? Who do you want?
Well, Alabama won it last year. You know, I know we got a lot of Alabama fans on the air, but we got our Ohio State fans too. I'd like to see a different team. Let Ohio State pull it off this year and see what happens. But I want to see a good game. That's my main objective, Captain.
Yeah, a close game.
Really,
a close
have a rooting
game.
Interest for either
a
one.
Close,
yes, sir.
Game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't want to see a blowout from anybody. It's just not exciting or fun football. I mean, I was just stunning, as you mentioned earlier in our conversation. Cleveland got up 28-0. It's funny. It reminded me of the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning when the ball was snapped over his head. And the same thing happened to Ben Roethlisberger, and it went downhill from there on out. They tried to come back, but it was just too deep of a hole they dug themselves into. And it was just a tough game. But give the Cleveland Browns credit. They came to play. They're ready to rock and roll, and they did it. No pun intended, of course, Captain, since Cleveland holds the Hall of Fame of rock and roll. But anyway, so I can't wait to see what Buffalo has in store for Baltimore. I think that could be your best game of the weekend myself, as far as matchups and how they work against each other. So it should be a lot of fun to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to NASCAR coming up here pretty soon, Captain. I know you are also, so that should be a lot of fun.
Daytona.
Daytona, baby. Start and finish there. It's kind of a neat tradition. I'm glad they did it. You know, we talked about it last year. I wasn't too sure about that. A lot of people weren't, but I think it's a good way to go. And you thought it would be also, and I concur with you now, that that's a great way to go about it. I know a lot of people will be looking forward to that. Baseball will be starting up here real soon with spring training. A couple other things, some coaches have been let go in the NFL. I'm sure there'll be a few more let go depending on
who was let go. Yesterday, you mean somebody was let go?
No. Just this past week, you know, some coaches were let go. I'm curious, Urban Meyer interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars speaking about Ohio State. He was a Florida Gator coach, you know, which isn't too far from Jacksonville. So that'll be interesting PR move if they do hire him. He just recently was Ohio State coach, and he's been doing some TV analysis.
Why do you think he would want to go to Jacksonville?
He's always kind of wanted to go into the pros, and mm-hmm. it would be a good opportunity. Trevor Lawrence should be the quarterback going there, so that's why. So great question, Captain.
Well, do you want to take a question from a caller?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
Well, a sports question for you is, who do you like for MVP in the NBA this year?
Ha!
And what do you think
And who do you think the what do you think the score of the Buccaneers game is going to be?
All right, thank you. MVP of the NBA. I could care less. How about you?
Well, you know, Captain, I'm a sports guy, so I keep up with it. It's going to be the
I am
guy.
Too, but I gave up on the NBA a long time ago.
I think they're trying to make amends for how they did things.
Well, they
last
need
year,
to make Captain. A lot of amends.
All right, they're working on it. And then in reference, I think the Saints are going to win 28-21 against the Bucks, to answer the gentleman's question. So that's
so you're saying 28-21 Saints?
Yes. Yeah, it's in New Orleans, and I just
okay. I'm going on the record right now to say it's going to be 28-25. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's got to be a point.
That's not a bad score.
All right, 28-25 Bucks.
Okay, I like that. The Bucks get up, and the Saints come back. They make a 2-point conversion to make it 28-25, and then that's it. That could happen. It's funny that you mentioned that score, Captain. I like it.
It just popped into my brain. Okay, well, yeah. we'll let you go, and we will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. God bless.
All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, in his real life daily occupation, this is what he does.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Yeah, buddy, and check him out. And by the way, next Monday, the 18th, Patrick Hyland and his friend and our friend, Jason Powers, are going to have a seminar, not only about the insurance that Patrick does and helping out the veterans and the seniors and whatnot with their Medicare. But also, Jason is going to do a seminar on the mortgage company that he works with and works for and refinancing and this, that, and the other and the advantages of all that. So you'll have a chance to meet Jason and meet Patrick, and I'll be there too next Monday at of all places, imagine that, the Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Go over there, check them out. They got some really good food, and I'm there every Tuesday anyway, so I'm going to give them a bonus day on Monday. I'll be there. Starts at 11 a.m. on Monday, the 18th, and on Tuesday, we're there about 11:30 to start the lunch, and I'm usually there till about 1:30, so there you go. All right. Now, what's going to happen today? Is it going to be Amendment 25, the 25th Amendment? Is it going to be impeachment? Is it going to be they're going to pressure the president into resigning with some sort of promise that maybe he's going to get immunity, he's going to get pardoned for whatever? Not that he did anything wrong, but let's just say Vice President Pence becomes the president. That's what he does, just like Vice President Ford did for President Nixon to heal the country. Those were his words at the time, and I remember when he did it. It took a while for it to happen, but it kind of eased the pain a little bit. And, you know, nothing is going to restore the legacy of Donald Trump. Everyone, unfortunately, is going to remember what happened last Wednesday, unfortunately. Not fair, not right, but that's just the way it is. All right, we'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. And remember, this program is all about we the people. Not me, not I, not my, we the people. And we the people control what happens in government. Think nationally, act locally. And we're going to get it done this fall with the local elections 2021.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.